KSA Radio News.
The district attorney investigating the May 24th massacre that killed two teachers and 19 students in Uvalde, Texas, revealed that she has been meeting with families of victims to update them on the ongoing investigation. District Attorney Christina Mitchell Busby made a statement to ABC News. Her comments come the day after some in the public tore into her and other leaders for keeping them in the dark about the ongoing probe into the Robb Elementary School shooting.
Don't do what you can do as a mayor. Go beyond that. I know there's a limit on what you can do. Go beyond that. What if it was your kid?
Yep.
You what? You can't say nothing.
I can't.
No,
you're right.
Can.
You're right,
I can. We understand that. So do your part for us.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
New members are joining the NYPD.
The NYPD welcomes its newest group of Police Academy graduates Friday. Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell commending the newest members of the NYPD for answering the call to serve their community.
This is a great day of celebration. Honor that shield.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
WNBA star and Olympic gold medalist Brittany Griner was accused by Russian prosecutors of, quote, moving a significant amount of cannabis oil during her first appearance in court. The prosecutor reportedly called two witnesses during the trial, including the customs agent who searched Griner's bag when she was first arrested. Griner was not asked to say if she was innocent or guilty. The trial comes more than 4 months after the 31-year-old was detained. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A pair of newly released investigations found Navy officials' lack of on-scene leadership in days following a fuel storage facility leak led to the contamination of thousands of Hawaii residents' drinking water last year. Facility in Oahu leaked nearly 20,000 gallons of jet fuel. The leak impacted over 90,000 residents' drinking water and forced thousands of families to evacuate their homes for weeks during the holidays. Though the investigation found human error was initially responsible for the leaks, it also concluded leaders showed a lack of knowledge of the potential effect on the drinking water and how to respond. The investigation did not disclose which officials have been reprimanded. Researchers are warning beachgoers that they may not be the only ones headed to Cape Cod this summer, as great white sharks are expected there too. The warm weather in the northern U.S. typically coincides with the migration of the fierce creatures to the Massachusetts area. This is due to the area's seal population, which the sharks prey on. Over the course of the past week, there have been 11 sightings. One way for people to avoid sharks, experts say, is to be wary of areas where the ground at the shoreline has a steep drop. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.